When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Gloria says, hey, Ben and Kelly, can I just slide into your DMs really quick?
Sure.
LOL. Anyway, I need the hard truth. Tell me if I'm being irrational.
All right. You came to the right place.
I can't stand that my boyfriend insists that I drive everywhere. He loves to be the passenger princess. And honestly, this needs to be my role, LOL.
Is this real?
I don't mind driving. If we could rotate the driving responsibilities, that would be fine. But no, whenever I bring up the fact that I want him to drive, he says that I'm such a better driver and that he feels safe.
Aww.
Plus, that allows him to be on his phone the whole time while I'm trying to avoid getting into an accident. Don't let my complaining fool you. He's a great guy. We get along really well. He just won't budge on this one, though. Ah! I want to be the passenger princess from time to time. How do I convince him to drive once in a while or tell me the hard truth and that my days of being a passenger princess are behind me? Sobs quietly into my fuzzy steering wheel. Thanks, y'all. Fuzzy steering wheel. Wow. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. He's like, you know what?
I don't
want anyone to look over or see me like drive a fuzzy steering wheel. I will say
this. I don't
want
to drive a girl car.
As somebody that formerly drove a Volkswagen Beetle with daisy wheels and a daisy in the vase.
Was
on
that the yellow one or the orange one?
The yellow ones had the daisy wheels. The orange one did not.
Okay, I was going to say, your orange one was pretty tough looking, though.
That was the turbo. That was the turbo.
You had a moment where the Beetle was your car.
I went a little fast and furious.
Yeah.
On the orange one, but the daisy wheels lived on the yellow one.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, my husband, I think we were dating at the time, and he was driving the yellow one with the daisy wheels and the flower in the vase, and he got some. He's like, oh, I love your car, sweetie.
You know what? Good for him, though. Good for him.
He was confident. He was like,
absolutely.
Yep, whatever.
He's like,
whatever.
Look at these wheels. Yeah,
yep.
Buddy. You know what? That's a good sign. He owned it and it was like, hey, it's my ladies. Don't worry about it. You know?
Right. But I feel like maybe the fuzzy steering wheel might be hidden behind the, you're such a good driver, babe. Why don't you drive all the time?
If she's being serious with that, it could be tongue in cheek, but we don't know.
I'm just saying though, if she's got like a super girly,
car
ride, then maybe he's too embarrassed to drive it. That could be.
So I guess I never even considered that. Does she have a car that's way more like feminine looking and like. Your boyfriend's
she's like decked it out. She's got like a blinged out license plate like cover or something.
One of those window stickers that say, I'm a brat or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Like,
yeah, like, so like I just got a new license plate like frame for my car.
Uh-huh.
And I almost got like Pug Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Was driving the car. So I just kept it till just.
You broke up there a little bit. You broke up there a little bit.
Oh, so I kept it. I was going to get Pug Mom, and then I decided, well, what if it's my husband driving it? So I just kind of kept it neutral with just pugs around the frame.
Oh,
yeah.
Neutral.
Everybody loves pugs.
Neutral.
Neutral.
Keep it neutral.
I kept it neutral.
You know, I mean, I've driven a minivan for the longest time, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's a fantastic vehicle. I'm not going to hate on anybody who drives a minivan, but
I'm surprised that you didn't have Dance Mom on it.
Because
your girls have danced forever.
We didn't have Dance Mom. We did have the dance studio sticker on the back of the car for a long time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But that's not too girly.
Trina writes in and says, are you sure he even has a license? Maybe he's suspended for DWI or something.
Oh.
Something is definitely going on. I don't know any man who wouldn't want to drive or who'd want a woman driving over them.
She didn't really allude to how long they've been driving or if there is something like that that could be on his record that maybe he just hasn't revealed because he's embarrassed.
Yeah. Hey, all right. So anybody been in this situation where you know, you've... It's like the... It's... I feel like the role... and maybe I'm gender stereotyping here, but I feel like the role is that man drives, woman is along for the passenger.
That's typically the way it works with us. Typically. Yeah. Now, if I, you know, I'm driving him somewhere, like if his car is getting worked on and I'm taking him to go pick it up, I'm driving.
All right.
Because then it's just, you know, instead of me just getting out of the passenger side and getting in the driver's side, I'm driving him there.
All right. 502-795-1997. It's Gloria's turn for us to investigate and put her under the microscope and see what the deal is here. So let us know what you do. And if you've got a story surrounding it, we'd love to hear that. Coming up, we're talking passenger princesses here on the show, and specifically Gloria's boyfriend, who insists on being one, claiming she's the better driver, so he never drives, and it's driving her mad.
Yeah, she's like, sometimes I want to be the passenger princess.
Right.
Is that so irrational? I don't think it's irrational. I think it's, you know, perfectly fine to share driving duties if he doesn't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, Stacy says you could both be passenger princesses in an Uber or Lyft. Maybe split the cost or take turns paying. With that being said, I don't feel like you're being irrational. This would be an absolute deal breaker for me.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Listen, is funny.
Sassy Matt's rolling in with a possible solution.
Oh, okay, great.
If she broke her right ankle, she might not be able to drive. Just saying, keep it sassy. That's about 4 to 6 weeks of passenger princess recovery.
What? If she broke her ankle?
Yeah, Sassy Man, I don't think we're going to purposely break anything.
What
to
is
try
that?
To remedy the situation.
What is that? Hey, so I've got a proposition. Listen. Your ankle is only going to be broken temporarily, but the benefits you'll reap are going to be a lifetime.
Listen, it's not going to hurt for very long.
It's going
to
hurt
maybe 4 to 6 weeks.
It'll hurt 4 to 6 weeks.
But you can tough through it to be the passenger princess.
Trust me, Vinny's very gentle.
He'll be very precise with the brake.
He'll be very considerate with your ankle.
You'll recover.
Okay.
I don't know. That's probably not the best way to go, but thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Sassy Matt. Appreciate it. It's funny because like my wife, you know, I think about the gender roles of the whole thing, and
yeah.
I don't know a lot of like I like to drive, and
you like to be in control, right? Is it a control thing?
She drives and I'm fine with her driving. That's fine, but she likes it when I drive. And so to the point where she'll come pick me up at some place and then get out and get in the passenger seat and let me just drive from there.
Okay, your turn.
Yep, your turn. I'm done.
Now, Chris is saying I'm the same way.
Uh-huh.
My wife drives everywhere we go.
Oh.
I have to make enough decisions for the family on a day-to-day basis. I just want to relax when we're going out.
This is my time to veg.
Yes, but he says on road trips are different. I always drive on those. I feel it's my duty as a man, LOL.
So Meg rolls in on Facebook and is like, maybe he has a fear of driving.
That could be too.
And says, I dated a guy who still doesn't have his license. He has a son, too, because he has a fear of driving. He has a really good job and gets around just fine and has his whole life. Interesting. Man.
Okay, well, that could be because there was also some suggestions that maybe there was something like on his record.
He got into an accident or something.
Exactly. Or, you know, something on his record where he's not allowed to drive right now and he just hasn't told her.
Oh, yeah.
There could be that. Or, again, my fuzzy steering wheel theory. If that's real.
If that's real. As she quietly sobs into her fuzzy steering wheel, maybe he doesn't want to drive a car that has a fuzzy steering wheel.
He could, like, not want to be seen driving the fuzzy steering wheel vehicle.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
But she didn't mention whether it's his car, her car,
true,
whatever. I'm assuming if it's his car, he would drive his own car, right? I don't know. She mentioned she's always driving. We didn't ask about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I think there are a lot of great suggestions here.
I don't think we take Sassy Matt's suggestion though and break your ankle. I wouldn't go that far. But that maybe we just
listen. The tears will be momentarily.
Okay. But the benefits will be 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks of your boyfriend having to drive you around because your ankle will be broken.
And also waiting on your hand and foot inside, too. I mean, think of the other benefits of that. He's got to be your nursemaid.
I mean, maybe broken ankle isn't a bad way to go.
No, that's not what we do. That's not what we do.
All right. Well, Gloria, we appreciate your candor with us this morning. All right.
Yeah. At least, you know, suggest you split it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's driving his car. You drive your car.
And dig into whether or not he's got a little PTSD from an earlier issue or something.
There could be a bigger reason behind why he doesn't want to.
By the way, I do like the suggestion from Lisa that's like, as someone who's dated as many losers as humanly possible, I think that if this is the worst he's doing, get over it. And then another person said, just call dibs when you go out to the car and say dibs, and then jump into the passenger seat first. And then another's
like, try that.
Hey, I'm planning on getting drunk tonight at the restaurant, so you're going to have to drive.
Okay, so we've got a lot of great suggestions there.
Do it next.